I think that was my favorite part.
Absolutely. Like for me, like I always say, Thursdays are one of my favorite days to be here. So I can never have a bad Thursday. My Thursdays are always so good. I think the music is very nostalgic and it's absolutely great. Now, before we get to say our goodbyes, FL has something for us that we can take home. FL, take it away.
Exactly. So, you know, every time the show is about to end, I've got something nice for you to take home today. And for today, I think the word you should take back home is that you should end the day with gratitude, not regret. You did what you could with what you had, and tomorrow brings another opportunity. So I don't like being the type of person that says, oh, this is self-explanatory, because, you know, just to add on, like, all I'm trying to say is be grateful. You did what you could today, and remember that tomorrow brings about other opportunities. So take up those opportunities and keep going. That's it. Have a good night.
That is absolutely correct. From me and FL, thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for coming through to 97.7. I hope you get to have a beautiful evening. Do make sure that you come back again tomorrow from 15 up until 18 hours as we get to welcome the weekend and say TGIF. That is, thank God it's Friday. In the meantime, have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye.
Bye. Stay dry.
It's Given Beat City Vibe.
President Hakainde Hichilema has signed 5 bills into law, describing the move as part of his government's reform agenda to transform Zambia's economy and improve the lives of citizens. Police in Northwestern Province have arrested 19 suspects in connection with the murder of Ellen Kamutumbe in the Kisasa area of Kalumbila District.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. President Hakainde Hichilema has signed 5 bills into law, describing the move as part of his government's reform agenda to transform Zambia's economy and improve the lives of citizens. Among the bills signed include the Education Amendment Bill 2026, the National Pension Scheme Bill 2026, and the Public Service Pensions Bill 2026. Others are the Pension Scheme Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 and the Local Authorities Superannuation Bill 2026. President Hichilema says the signing into law, the Education Amendment Bill 2026, now guarantees that every child can access education.
977 News.
And in more news, police in Northwestern Province have arrested 19 suspects in connection with the murder of Ellen Kamutumbe in Kisasa area of Kalumbila District. The incident occurred earlier this year, when Ms. Kamutumbe was killed by a mob. Provincial Police Commanding Officer Brighton Swale said during a media briefing in Sulawesi that 8 key suspects linked to the case are still on the run. Swale reaffirmed that police remain committed to ensuring all individuals involved in the incident are brought before justice.
977 News.
And in other news, government officials led by Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa earlier today joined members of the royal family and mourners in paying their respects to the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni of the Ngoni people as his body was flown to Chipata in Eastern Province. According to Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Tabo Kawana, the atmosphere at the airport was marked by deep sorrow and the appreciation for the late traditional leader's service to both his people and the nation. Kawana says the body of the late chief has been transported to Chipata, where it would be taken to a Pendugeni palace to allow members of the public, traditional leaders and subjects to pay their final respects. He says the late paramount chief would lie instead at the palace until his burial, which is scheduled for Tuesday. And Kawana says government remains committed to supporting the royal family and the Ngoni establishment during the mourning period.
977 News.
And in other news, the Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA has refuted allegations of interference in political matters following claims that it has held in its custody goods belonging to a political party. Corporate communications manager Oliver Nzala says the public should disregard such allegations with the utmost contempt because the authority is a professional institution established to protect the interests of all Zambians through the execution of its mandate. Nzala says investigations into allegations of ZRA impounding trucks belonging to a political organization have revealed that the allegations are false. He says the Zambia Revenue Authority has well-defined processes and procedures for goods clearance at all borders and warehouse detentions, which are strictly based on standard customs verification and tax compliance. Nzala explains that the enforcement of tax laws is executed impartially and independent of the political climate. He says all cargo interceptions at borders and checkpoints are strictly routine standard customs enforcement operations aimed at verifying tax compliance rather than politically motivated actions. Nzala was, however, quick to mention that in this particular case, there are no goods belonging to any political party in the custody of the Zambia Revenue Authority.
977 News.
The Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, says Zambia and five other Southern African Development Community SADC member states have successfully collaborated to substantially reduce and harmonize mobile roaming tariffs under the One Network Area on ONA roaming initiative. Authority Manager Corporate Communications Hanford Chaba says Zambia is implementing the ONA initiative in collaboration with Botswana, Malawi, Lesotho, Mozambique and Zimbabwe. The ONA framework is part of a broader regional efforts aimed at reducing the cost of communication across borders and fostering deeper regional integration. According to Chaba, the initiative is expected to progressively expand to include additional SADC member states, thereby advancing the vision of a unified and seamless regional digital market. He says Zambia reaffirms its dedication to promoting collaborative regulatory frameworks that support regional connectivity and digital transformation.
977 News.
And Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, says the appointment of Nalucha Gangaziba on her appointment to the Global Transparency International TI Council represents an important step towards strengthening African representation within the leadership structure of the Global Anti-Corruption Organization. Organization Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says the organization expressed optimism that Ziba will bring valuable perspectives and contribute meaningfully to advancing international efforts to combat corruption. Nyambe says the appointment comes at a time when calls for greater transparency, accountability, and ethical leadership continue to gain prominence across the globe. He says the organization is encouraged by the increasing inclusion of African voices in global governance platforms and believes Ziba's presence on the council will help amplify regional experience and solutions in addressing corruption-related challenges. The Transparency International Council is composed of independent experts from around the world who provide strategic advice to the Transparency International movement on key activities and objectives. The Council supports the organization's work through diverse expertise and promotes the exchange of knowledge with external institutions and stakeholders. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news. Brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news, Zambia's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Machenje Mazoka, says Zambia is committed to strengthening collaboration with the United Kingdom and the broader international community in areas of tourism and trade in services. Mazoka says international partnerships, cultural exchange and cross-border collaboration are critical in promoting economic growth and sustainable development. She was speaking during the launch of Development Roundtable magazine, a new digital platform dedicated to supporting women founders and leaders in global tourism, hospitality and luxury. Mazoka highlighted the contributions women make as entrepreneurs, investors, leaders, and change makers while underscoring the persistent challenges they face in accessing finance, visibility, and leadership opportunities despite their growing influence across the sectors. This is contained in a statement issued to Lusaka Radio News by First Secretary for Press at the Zambia High Commission in London, Speedwell.